Media recognition from Bloomberg, Reuters, Recycling Trade Publications. Patented process for 100% recovery of critical metals, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, aluminum. American Manganese is focused on recycling lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. American Manganese trades on the TSX Venture, AMY, the U.S., AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit AmericanManganeseInc.com or phone me, Larry Ray, at 778-574-4444.
Welcome to the Goddard Report. Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson, host of Laura Lynn and Friends online at lauralynn.tv. Laura Lynn, welcome back to the Goddard Report.
Jim, it's so wonderful to be with you. We're on a stretch of highway that is just absolutely stunning in Ontario. We're on our way to Ottawa with the convoy, so we're pretty stoked about it.
Now, whereabouts is the Freedom Convoy 2022 in Ontario?
Northern Ontario. So we just left, what was that? Terrace Bay? And we're in with my crew here. We're kind of shooting, reporting all the way along, having fun with the truckers. These are salt of the earth. These are the guys that are willing to pay the price right now to fight back for every Canadian, not just the truckers and the mandates, but to fight for every Canadian.
So what's it like to be part of this historic convoy for freedom?
It's more than I bargained for. I've been to Ottawa quite a few times, and when I heard that the truckers were going, there was something in my soul, in my spirit. I mean, it just called me. It's like, you gotta go. And I thought, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Like, I drive all the way to Ontario. It's a 5-hour plane flight that is huge. You know, it takes so long to get there. And of course, I can't fly anymore. But, I thought, how am I going to do it? But, you know, we rounded the crew up, and four of us from, you know, that kind of put our show together said, let's do it. And so we're on icy cold roads. There's black ice at night. It's minus 30 degrees, and we're on our way. It's an epic. It is history making. The people are crying. One lady was so cold, she had an actual frozen teardrop on her cheek. It was just too much, but the truckers are crying. And these guys, like, sometimes they're just admitting they can't help it. They are just crying because it's so overwhelming. Every few miles as we go down these highways is a clump of people, sometimes five people, sometimes hundreds of people. They're waving. They've got their Canadian flags everywhere, and they are just so supportive, so excited of what's happening.
What caused this convoy to happen and then grow and grow?
Well, I mean, I think it reached a tipping point of what Trudeau is doing to our nation. You cannot mandate people to take an experimental jab that has actually taken the lives of people, over, you know, 22,000 deaths recorded after vaccination, that is listed on the VAERS report, which is only 1% basically of the truth of it. Over 300 kids have now died after getting the vaccine. These are reported. The mainstream media will not cover it. So the truckers get mandated that they've got to now take this vaccine. And you know what? Guess what? You might be able to make all the soft and sweet people of Canada take your stupid jab, but you can't force truckers. And these guys, tough as nails, smart as whips, they know what's going on. They know that this is not something they want to put in their bodies. And all of a sudden, you know, Trudeau is basically saying, you don't get to work if you don't get a jab. And they said, no way. So when they put up a stink, I mean, Ottawa kind of reacted and went back and forth and this way and that way on the mandates. And so, you know, they kind of got some reprieve from it, but we're not stopping. The truckers know. Trudeau's just playing a game, basically. Trudeau's playing a game with everybody. If we stop now, he's just going to slam the country with more. No. Now we've got, like, I don't know, 500,000 people showing up at Ottawa. We're not backing down. We're not stopping now. The truckers are fighting for us and with us. And we've got pastors, ministers, business people. We've got desperate housewives in their suburbs now even taking their children across the country to get to Ottawa because the truckers have inspired us that if we all stand together, we're going to be able to make a change.
How are the police treating the Freedom Convoy?
I think for the most part, it's been amazing, especially through Alberta and Saskatchewan. And Manitoba as well. This morning in Ontario, we heard that the cops stopped sort of the group. Now, I don't really know why. Maybe just a little intimidation or just to, you know, let their presence be known. But they did delay us quite a bit of time. And so they separated out the convoy a little bit, sent some the other way. So, for the most part, we've got a lot of police officers who are nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing because we don't want to take this jab either. And for those who have already taken their two experimental jabs, they don't want to keep taking the boosters for Pete's sake. Did everybody sign up for 8 boosters? Because that's what Justin Trudeau thinks we all ought to be taking. Here's the guy. As of today, you know, he's hiding because he might have been near someone with COVID. So he's near someone with COVID and he's quarantining. I'm sorry, sir. Didn't you take 2 jabs and a booster? I mean, you got to be kidding. I guess what you're saying is your stupid jabs don't work. And now you want us to take them with all kinds of potential risks and harms. And we're not going to do it.
Where can people follow Freedom Convoy 2022?
Okay, so I think one of the best places is, what was that called? Was it Convoy Dash? Well, there's Bear Hug in there, but it's, oh no, okay. It's Canada-Unity.com. And Canada-Unity.com. And then it has all of the routes that we're taking, where our pit stops are. There's a little bit of timing difference when we get stopped and we're delayed for hours. So it's just sort of a guide. But you can see who's doing this. You can see some of the leaders that are involved. They're all up there. There's even phone numbers to get a hold of people. But it has turned into an awful lot more than we thought. And basically, the people leading this are now fairly overwhelmed because nobody knew what was coming.
GCAM commented on your Facebook page comparing the Freedom Convoy to Paul Henderson's winning goal called the shot heard around the world back in the 70s when Canada beat Russia in hockey. Your thoughts?
You know what? I pray this is the shot of all shots. We've been getting shots, being told to get shots. We've been mandated to get shots. Well, guess what? The truckers are coming with one big shot. This is the shot that we have. And people are preparing to be there for a long time. We understand that Trudeau's going to pretend to quarantine. He might be in Mexico or Costa Rica, you know, or wherever he's running to. It doesn't matter. Because basically, you know, a lot of these guys, they don't even have a job to go back to. They got nothing better to do than to be in Ottawa. And a lot of people along this trip, in tears, they say, we lost our job, and so we're here. Like, where else do you want to be at this epic time in history? But going to Ottawa, fighting for all you're worth, the last stand. And I'm so concerned about the idiocy of what Canada has become, the spectacle of shame in front of the world stage on how they are treating free Canadians, turning this into some sort of horrible and painful. Sorry, I'm not sure if I'm losing your thing here. Basically, no. Turning this into the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. We don't need to put up with it.
What do you think will happen when everyone reaches Ottawa?
Well, that is the question of the ages. I believe we are going to get there. And as Martin, a trucker who is leading the pack from the east, says, we are going to give a huge bear hug to the Parliament building. We are going to surround the Parliament building with a hug that says, we are Canadian, we are lovers, not haters, and we're here to stand up for our free rights, our sovereignty, the sovereignty of being able to make that choice for what goes into your body. And so we are going to go there, whether we're hurt or not on the first little bit. I don't think we care. There is a group and a team. There are some things that are being put together that I'm not allowed to say out loud. Basically, there are plans being made by very, very key and pivotal people who are saying this far and no further, and they are going to drop a few bombs on those that are opposing freedom in this nation.
Do you think the truckers are in this for the long haul to return freedom to the people of Canada?
I think they're in it for more than the long haul. They're all able to take respites. So let's say a trucker who still has a job has to go and do a job. We're going to have another trucker come in and, you know, maintain that bear hug around Parliament. And so there is going to be an unstoppable force constantly around Parliament until this is dealt with. We would like to see Prime Minister Trudeau resign. We would like to see a non-confidence vote put forward in Parliament. We would like to see his leadership end because he has proven to be somewhat of an evil dictator in a land that values freedom. The people are not stupid. They must think we're stupid that we would just continue to fall. Even the people that have taken the initial two shots and maybe a booster, they aren't counting on all of the rest of this. And so the world is now waking up. The tipping point has come. This is it. It's the end. As Canada links arm with the truckers, with the business people, the medical people, we've got firemen, we've got ambulance drivers, we've got the police that are on board with all of this. Basically, this has been a coup d'etat against God. And always God wins.
If the Trudeau government ends the mandates and restrictions so that the truckers leave Ottawa, what's to stop the government from turning around and implementing those mandates again?
Well, you know, this is the concern, because we know that we have a prime minister that speaks out of both sides of his mouth. He is corrupt. He does not honor freedom. He has basically baited the country against the unvaccinated. It's like hate speech. And so we don't have trust for this kind of immorality in our nation. There's absolutely no integrity there. So we are here to stick and stay and make it pay. And the truckers, they have made plans to be here for as long as it takes. And the suburban housewives have done the same thing. And the businessmen that are along for this, they are along for the long haul.
We're hearing rumblings of convoys forming to put an end to provincial mandates and restrictions across Canada. What are you hearing?
Well, there's all kinds of convoys everywhere. First of all, we have thousands and thousands of truckers coming up from the States for January 29th. We have truckers that can't make it all the way to Ottawa because they have commitments, they have jobs and whatnot. And so, yes, they are rallying. When we see the power of unity, that is what the truckers have taught us. And to be honest, none of us had, you know, a big, you know, huge honking 10-ton, 100-ton truck, you know, to haul around and stick it in front of, you know, somebody's face and say, we're not moving until we get justice. But because the truckers have taught us this, they've also taught the provincial truckers, you don't have to come to Ottawa. You can do this kind of thing in your city. And that is exactly what's going to happen.
Is the Freedom Convoy a good example of when law enforcement's no longer allowed to stand for the people, and in this case, the truckers have had to step in?
I think it really is, and God bless the truckers. I've gotten to know a couple of them along the journey, and they are good, God-fearing people. I mean, some of them really have a trucker's mouth on them. You hear it on the you know, the thing that we've got going here. What we do know is that they're teaching Canada how to stand. And now that we've got their support, man, did we need that. I didn't even really see it coming. It's just a few good men got together and said, enough is enough. And they said, we've got nothing to lose now. Let's go to Ottawa. And the country has joined in.
Is the Freedom Convoy getting fair coverage from the mainstream media?
No, absolutely not. We're being reported as terrorists, racist, misogynists. That is hideous. I really like the one where we're a fringe group. We're laughing all the way at what is being said. It's so ridiculous, and it's really making them look bad, because all of a sudden everyone's going, man, I won't even put on mainstream media anymore. I won't even listen to CBC. CTV starts talking about this, because guess what? It might be their sons and their daughters, their uncles, and aunts that are headed to Ottawa. Everybody pretty much knows somebody now that's heading to Ottawa. They're good people that just want to stand up for freedom. Nobody has a right to force you to take anything, you know, any kind of medication or any medicine or any experimental jab for a virus that is 99.7% recoverable from. We're not into it. And so this is it, the hill that we stand on until it's done.
We'll have more with Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
We're talking with Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, depending on how the stock market's doing for the day, has tweeted support for the convoy. How does that make you guys feel?
It makes us feel great. I love Elon Musk. He's a really forward thinker. And I think that one of the things that he has is he has understanding of freedom and our right to bodily autonomy.
Does it look like the pandemic is falling apart?
I think it's absolutely falling apart. We don't need vaccines for something that is a sneeze virus at this point. I get it that Omicron can still affect some people badly.
Have any sitting members of Parliament stood up for the people over the past 2 years?
I can barely think of them. I mean, when we had Derek Sloan in there, he sure did. I love that Maxime Bernier, as the leader of the People's Party of Canada, is constantly speaking up. I would say I read something today from Andrew Scheer standing up against the mandates. But from what I understand, you stand up against these mandates, and even in the CPC, you're sort of on the outs, right? These guys are so crazy fearful of COVID that the CPC, you know, doesn't want to have any unvaccinated members be joining them in the caucus. So everyone's lost the plot, and we all think they're nuts. And for all I care, every last one of them should be out of Parliament. We need to dissolve everything. We almost need to start from scratch.
Do you think Klaus Schwab of Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, is mad at all the Canadian politicians with ties to his World Economic Forum?
I think that the World Economic Forum has probably sold out and has bought out our leaders, just the way they've bought out the Dutch president, the way that they've, or prime minister, I'm not sure what he is, but I do know that Dutch members of parliament were busy asking, you know, their leader, their fearless leader, why they are endorsing the book by Klaus Schwab, which says we'll own nothing and be happy. Sorry, in whose world does anybody want to live where the elites own everything and we own nothing? What are we, slaves? You got to be kidding me. You got the wrong people. Absolutely. Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the elites, those who have, they're buying up farmland. They're using this vaccine to inject substances into people that are harmful. They are getting rich off of these vaccines. All of this nonsense is behind it all. This is not about a virus. It is not about a pandemic. This is about control, tyranny, and a world reset, and we're not going along with it. You can bet that.
If the truckers are successful in taking down the globalist, fascist, Marxist governments across Canada, does the elephant in the room then become election fraud?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, the United States of America is having to admit that they have a serious problem with election fraud. Here in Canada, we always want to assume that, hey, maybe that's not our problem, but I absolutely believe that it just does not make sense at all. I have people sending me all kinds of figures that even in the last election, none of the parties, they would have polls and people would say other to a large percentage of the time, only to end up finding out, you know, that in the end, the only ones who got the big votes were, you know, the main parties, and other basically didn't place. When before in the polls, other was a big choice for a lot of people. So it's very strange.
Could truckers around the world be the solution to stop global tyranny?
That's a really good question, Jim. And I actually feel we didn't see it coming, but the truckers are the ones that can really help us. And God bless the truckers. We love them. They are absolutely our heroes.
Where can people follow you as you continue to report from the Freedom Convoy?
Thanks so much for asking. LauraLynn.tv. You can also watch our live feeds, 8 different platforms. We go live to Facebook, live to Twitter, live to Odyssey, live to DLive. We go live to Rumble.
Laura Lynn, good luck and stay warm. We've been speaking with Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson, host of Laura Lynn and Friends on LauraLynn.tv. She's also the leader of the Christian Heritage Party of BC. If you have any questions for Laura Lynn, we'll ask that question for you if you send it to info@howstreet.com. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. The Goddard Report is available online and mobile at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. The Goddard Report is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.